It is indeed my honor and privilege to stand before you again, as I've done each of the last 5 years before, to start this session of the regular session of the legislature. And I want to thank you. We have worked hard together throughout these past 5 years to address the big challenges confronting our state. We started by taking on the big task to make Louisiana an even better state to raise our children. Indeed, when I first ran for governor, I made the promise that we would do everything we could to make Louisiana a place where our sons and daughters could pursue their dreams instead of having to leave home to find good-paying jobs. It started with a special session on ethics. We followed that up by getting rid of burdensome business taxes on debt, new equipment, and utilities. We revamped our workforce training programs, and we came back here last year and worked together to pass historic education reforms to give every student in Louisiana the chance to get a great education. And what motivated us to take on each of those big challenges was we jointly wanted to make Louisiana a great place for our sons and daughters. We started with ethics because LSU had done a survey. Business leaders said one of the most important things we could do to attract investment was to crack down on corruption. We enacted some of the country's toughest ethics laws, sending out the word to the world that who you know is no longer more important than what you know when it comes to doing business in Louisiana. We got rid of those burdensome business taxes because business leaders told us our neighboring states didn't charge those taxes on debt, new equipment, and utilities. They told us their newest equipment in Louisiana was too often older than their oldest equipment elsewhere. We took on workforce development and K-12 education because 70% of the companies who want to move here or expand here told us that one of their top two concerns was finding a skilled worker. And time again, we took on the big challenges. Cynics said we couldn't do it, and time again we did. And I want to thank you for that. The victories weren't mine. The victories weren't yours. The victories were for the people of Louisiana, the people who sent us here and can bring us back home. And we're beginning to see results here in our great state. Indeed, you see more kids graduating from high school. You see fewer failing schools. You see an economy where today, as we speak, our unemployment rate continues to be below the national and southern average, the way it has been below those averages every month during the national recession. Our per capita income has gone up despite the national recession. Indeed, our per capita ranking is now the highest it's been in more than 80 years. Our GDP has grown by tens of billions of dollars. Indeed, for the first time in 25 years, the last 5 years in a row, we've had more people move into Louisiana rather than leave the state. We're now the highest that we've been ranked on a variety of national business publications, being in the top 10 in 3 different national business climate rankings. We have passed tougher laws to crack down on sex offenders, and the list goes on and on in terms of the fact that Louisiana is indeed making progress. We are indeed bringing our children home. That might be a fine point to stop there and say, that's great, everything is great in the state of Louisiana, but we know that's not true. We know there are too many Louisiana families still struggling to find good-paying jobs. We know there are still too many Louisiana sons and daughters leaving the state to find good-paying jobs in other states. We know there are still too many Louisiana families struggling to make ends meet. And as long as that is true, our work is not done. We cannot become complacent. Indeed, I imagine a new Louisiana. I see a new Louisiana where not only all of our sons and daughters pursue their dreams, but children from other states come here for the opportunities. Indeed, I envision a new Louisiana where one day the governor of Texas is giving the state of the state, complaining about the sons and daughters moving from Houston and Dallas and Austin to Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Shreveport, Lafayette, and other communities in our state. And we can do that. And that is one of the reasons that we have proposed a bold plan this year. It's one of the reasons we have said our top priority this year is not just to stay still, but to get rid of income taxes in the state of Louisiana. Now, for too many years, we have talked about competing with Texas and Florida. And I know that every one of us knows family and friends that have gone to those states. Maybe after they've sold their business, maybe after they've retired, they go to Florida. Maybe when they're coming out of school, they go to Texas. We have talked about catching up with those states, but it is time to do more than talk. The reality is it is time for us to be bold and to get rid of these income taxes. Look at what's going on in our tax code today. The single biggest obstacle, the single biggest, most important step we can take to make Louisiana a better state for our jobs and our families is to get rid of the income taxes, to have a tax code that looks like it was written on purpose. We've got a tax code now that's got 468 exemptions, loopholes, and credits in it. We've got a tax code today that's too complex, too unfair, too unstable. Let's put this another way. You go back to 2011, we actually paid out more than we collected in corporate income taxes. We paid out $76 million more than we collected. That same year, we collected about $2,600 on average from a family of four in Louisiana. So I want you to think about that. We took taxpayer dollars from hardworking families and then turned around and gave that to companies doing business in our state. If you've got a lawyer or a lobbyist today, you've got a loophole. It is time to get rid of those income taxes. Look at what's happening in those states without an income tax. In the last 10 years, nine states were responsible for 60% of all the new jobs created in America. Those are the nine states without an income tax. Over the last 10 years, those nine states without an income tax saw their populations grow 60% faster than the national average. That is what we want for Louisiana. We want more economic growth. We want more population growth. We want our sons and daughters to stay here. We want others to come here and recognize Louisiana as the land of opportunity. There are many reasons to get rid of the income tax to ensure our people a level playing field, to make sure our tax code's not rigged by the special interests, to give Louisiana families more control over how and when they pay their taxes. Indeed, one study has shown that just by getting rid of those income taxes, we could create 12,000 new jobs in our state, over $180 million of new business investment, $1.8 billion in more new disposable income for our families, $910 new dollars on average for each average Louisiana household. Think about that, 12,000 new jobs, over $1.8 billion more for our families just by getting rid of the income tax. And that is why I've made the repeal of these taxes my top priority, and that's why we presented a comprehensive plan, a plan that included raising the sales tax rate and expanding the definition of services to which we applied the sales tax. Now, I want to take a moment here and do something a little different in this speech. I want to talk to you a little more personally than normal. You know, it has been said by me, my mom is here, she can tell you, I've been hearing this my entire life, that I speak too quickly, that I move too quickly. Some of you have told me that, some more polite than others, but some of you have told me that throughout the years. My entire life, I've been told I need to slow down. You know, I've thought about this, and I think it's true. I, of course, see it as a good thing, but I understand that others see it as a criticism, and I accept that. The reality is I am impatient. The reality is I tell my staff every day, and I've told them this from the first day I was sworn in as governor, we will run out of time before we run out of things to do. I am an impatient reformer, and every day I wake up wanting to do even more to move our state forward and to improve our state. But I've spent a lot of time now these last few months traveling the state talking to people about my ideas to get rid of the income tax. We invited every single legislator over the last several months to come meet with us to talk about these ideas. Some of you may have thought we weren't listening, but we were listening. I listened to what you had to say, and I listened to what the people of this great state had to say. Now, let me tell you what I heard them tell me. I heard them say, Governor, we do want to get rid of the income taxes. We think that's great. But we also were worried you're moving too quickly. And we're not sure your plan is the best way to do it. I want you to know, first of all, that's certainly not what I wanted to hear, but I heard those comments. And so let me do something that politicians don't normally do. I've heard those comments. We're going to adjust our course. I'm telling you today that we're actually going to park our tax plan. We're going to pull that plan, but at the same time, I'm not the kind of guy that just wants to take my ball and go home and complain. I know that several of you have already filed bills to phase out the income tax. So what I'm here to tell you is this. Even as we park our plan, I call on you. Let's work together. Let's pass a bill this session. Let's get rid of the income tax once and for all in the state of Louisiana. Send me that bill. Send me that bill to get rid of those taxes. Send me that bill to make Louisiana the best state in the country to create jobs, to raise a family. Send me that bill. We don't want to just compete. We want to win the contest for new jobs, for new investment, to bring our sons and daughters home. Send me that bill. We must not leave this session without getting that work done. The time for talking is long past due. We can make Louisiana the great state we know that she is. You know, I want to close on a personal observation. A little over a week ago, we all celebrated the wonderful holiday of Easter. And I hope you had a joyous and peaceful celebration with your family, with your loved ones. My wife and I, we've got three beautiful young children. Like many of you, we went to church, got there a little early. We ended up sitting in that church for 2 hours. I know because my little girl asked me about every 5 minutes about how much longer we had to be there. And I told her, like many parents do, we're going to be here as long as the preacher wants to talk. This was the most important day of the year. And that it was important and she could sit as long as it took. Like many children, she was eager to get home and go find her Easter eggs and her chocolate candies, and she just wanted to get out of there. But you know, it was also a joyous Easter for our family for another reason. I've got one younger brother, two of us growing up, born and raised right here in Baton Rouge. My little brother came home and brought his wife home and brought their newly born son home with them as well. It was my nephew's first visit to Baton Rouge, to Louisiana. I tell you, my kids had so much fun playing with him, even though at that age we're a little disappointed he wasn't ready to go throw a football with him or do anything, but they had so much fun just being with their nephew. Like many of you, we had family and friends that came in for the holidays. But like too many of you, we had to wake up at the crack of dawn on Monday morning to put them on a plane to go back home. Because my brother, like so many before him, left this great state to go get a good-paying job. He and his wife and now his newborn son now live in a different state. My wife's brother and his wife, my brother-in-law born and raised here, he and his wife, their two beautiful girls, they live in a different state. Now, the good news is we get to see our nieces and our nephew at Easter. We'll probably get to see him again, maybe Thanksgiving or Christmas. But you know what? We're going to miss watching him take his first step. We're going to miss watching him grow up and go play at those baseball games. We're going to miss going and watching him perform in the school play. Too many of us have family, friends, children, grandchildren that don't live in Louisiana anymore. Too many of us had to put them back on planes, on buses, in cars, and say goodbye once the Easter holiday was over. The reason I'm so passionate about this, the reason we push so hard, and the reason we work so hard, is because one day, I look forward to that day when my nephew, my nieces, and all of our children, grandchildren, family, and friends are living in Louisiana every day. They're not getting on a bus or a plane the day after the holidays. We don't just see them once or twice a year. Yes, we've made great progress. Our sons and daughters are beginning to come back. But we can't afford to become complacent. We can't afford to stop pushing forward. That is why it is so important we get rid of those income taxes. Let's bring our children home. God bless you. Thank you. May God continue to bless the great state of Louisiana.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.